Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting third. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tracy Stallard. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Tracy Stallard. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gene Alley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon strikes out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is called out on strikes. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stallard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. One out. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-1 in the game. Stallard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grote scores. White moves to third. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Bob Skinner pinch hits for Julian Javier. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Verdun chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Alley. Alley fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Alley. White scores. McCarver goes all the way around to score. Skinner moves all the way to home. It's 5-0 Cardinals. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0-for-2 in the game. Stallard strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Law covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dal Maxville now playing second base. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground into right field. Francona picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Francona. Verdon moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Verdon tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Cardinals. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0-for-2 in the game. Alley is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Mike Shannon now playing right field. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Jim Pagliarani. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Virgil moves to second. Bill Mazeroski pinch hits for Vern Law. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Virgil moves to third. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a pop-up towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Butters now pitching. Ozzie Virgil now catching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. he's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tracy Stallard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stallard is 0 for 3 in the game. Stallard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a line drive into right field. Shannon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.